Well, peach season, of course, is well underway in South Carolina, and I know for me, that's really good news. I'm Mike Davis, and I'm here with South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, and I understand you've already partaken of some of those South Carolina peaches, Commissioner.
Oh, yeah, I tell you, it's hard to beat a good breakfast in the morning with some sliced peaches and maybe a little yogurt, so, you know, since it is still dairy month also, and it is our signature summer crop, and it's coming on, and, you know, some of the varieties we're getting into now will be some everyone's favorites.
I have to bring this up just to sort of rib our neighbors to the south a little bit who like to hang their hat on peach trees, but it's really South Carolina that is the nation's leading producer of peaches, is it not?
Nation's leader east of the Mississippi. We have that big producer out west called California. They are quite large, but you're right. South Carolina versus Georgia, we normally produce about twice the number of peaches. People ask, how did they become the peach state? I told them, I guess they had a better marketing program 100-something years ago. But nevertheless, the East Coast does have ourselves, Georgia, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, for the most part, with the peaches in terms of commercial shipping, you know. Mm-hmm. And then out west, you got California, but the other states on the coast, plus Colorado. So, you know, half dozen or so good peach-producing states, but South Carolina is the second largest producer in the country.
Yeah, which is saying something when you compare the size of South Carolina to California. I think South Carolina's doing just fine. Tell me about that hard freeze we had back in March. Did that do a lot of damage?
Well, it did. At first, we thought only to the early varieties. Some of my growers are saying it's looks like some of the later varieties might have some issues as well. So the advice is, when you see that favorite peach of yours in the store, go on and get it and enjoy it, because the season may not last as long as we are normally accustomed to. So just a little bit of a heads up there to enjoy them, especially when those pre-stone peaches start coming in. They're my favorites, you know, and you can just almost pop the pit out by hand. And those will come in probably next week in the early July, and then we'll see how those middle to later varieties produce.
And across South Carolina, we're getting into that celebration season, and peaches are a big part of that in several of these festivals.
Yeah, that's right. Got over in Gilbert, they always have a big festival and parade on the 4th of July. Usually try to get out there for that, and then move upstate to Gaffney, you know, where we had the big peach water tower. A couple of weeks later, they have the South Carolina Peach Festival. The Ridge, you know, where some of the peaches really are grown over in the, a little bit west of Gilbert. That's actually this weekend is the 50th annual Ridge Peach Festival. So people enjoy celebrating them. People enjoy eating them. And you know, just need to recognize the value that they bring to South Carolina. Over $106 million last year worth of peaches, so we'll have to see how this year shakes out, coming from 16,000 acres across the state and over 87,000 tons of peaches. So, you know, when you eat that one peach, just know there are plenty more behind it.
That's right. What makes South Carolina peaches different and so special, Commissioner?
Well, they are a little bit smaller than those western peaches that come in. Obviously, we do tell everyone they're the sweeter varieties, the juicier, and that comes from the Brix content, you know, which has to do with the sweetness or the levels in it. And for some, grown over on the Ridge, we have good growers all around the state, but the Ridge seems to have a good soil that produces those peaches that we all enjoy. But we have good producers in York County and Spartanburg County and over in Kershaw and down in the lower part of the state as well. But it is those peaches that have just a little higher sugar level and a little juicier. I always tell people, don't eat a peach with a dress shirt on because you might wear it after you eat it. So,
that's true. That's me.
Fun.
Well, it is that season.
Get a t-shirt on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Old shirt, and you don't mind messing it up and getting it all over your face, too. I don't mind one bit. It is peach season in South Carolina. Make sure that you get yourself a peck or a bushel or however many you can handle. And I must add before we go is while we enjoy them just the way they are, they go into so many different foods, especially desserts, so well. They just make them so special.
Yeah. You know, peach cobbler is one of the really highlights in South Carolina. And, of course, there'll be a lot of peach ice cream made over the 4th and some slushies and things like that. So lots of ways to enjoy your peach.
Absolutely. Make sure that you get some, especially those grown in South Carolina. With South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. Peach season, that's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.